Sure, if that's on. Can everyone hear me? Yes, great. So thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about Canada's approach to asylum capacity building. I think everybody here agrees that safe, regular, and orderly migration is what creates benefits for all of our countries. And certainly Canada supports and aims to promote the use of regular immigration pathways. But that said, we also recognize that irregular migration is more and more a reality, and the number of displaced individuals moving within and between countries continues to rise. And this is putting enormous pressure on our migration and asylum systems. And Canada is certainly not immune to this, and we have seen significant increases in the number of asylum seekers arriving in Canada over the past 3 years. So we recognize the need for both international and regional cooperation within the Americas to help to address this challenge. And so for these reasons, Canada has been committing time and resources to participating in asylum capacity building. And we have really seen the positive results that have come from coordinated efforts to both identify capacity gaps and try to prioritize needs and design concrete responses to the requests for support that we've received. And so I think this is what has allowed both states and non-government actors to provide meaningful help that has significant impact. So our experience with the Regional Asylum Capacity Building Initiative, RACB, and our collaboration with the U.S. and with UNHCR to help Mexico has really borne this out as a positive example. So since 2016, officials from our countries meet every year in person to jointly establish what the needs and priorities are. And these are then reflected in a joint plan of action that guides all of our resulting activities and our funding decisions. So these activities normally take the form of training sessions, sharing of best practices, and the development of tools to help to process asylum claims. So we're very pleased that the UNHCR considers this initiative to be an international best practice, and we're pleased with the concrete results that this initiative has started to generate. So our objective in RACB is to work collaboratively and build on Canada's model for refugee protection to help Mexico to build its capacity and to increase the number of asylum claims that it can process. So a couple of examples. Last year, our department funded a project that allowed Mexico to develop and publish a manual to help its officials to research country of origin information that can be used in refugee hearings. This work was enabled by fact-finding missions to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Being able to understand the context and the contributors that lead people to enter a foreign country and ask for protection, we think is critical to making these life and death situations, these life and death decisions. Our work has helped to better equip adjudicators in Mexico to make these decisions based on better research and information about the countries that are producing claimants in its territory. And this work is going to produce additional benefits beyond just the support that it provides to Mexico. Because this coming year, in collaboration with UNHCR, the Country of Information Manual is being modified and updated so that it can be shared with both Belize and Panama. So this is important, firstly, because it has allowed us to expand the reach and benefit of the work that we do, and we think this is a good thing. And this transferability is, I think, key to the way that our department has been approaching capacity building initiatives. So our intent, wherever possible, is always to create tools that not only respond to the immediate priority needs of Mexico, but that can also be adapted and used by other countries as well. Another example of this approach is our work in translation and interpretation services. So as part of our annual general meeting with Mexico in 2017, Mexico told us that they needed access to interpretation services when asylum claims are presented in rare languages. And we have responded by engaging with the IOM to create a service that will allow Mexico to contract with language professionals through an online application system. So this coming year, we'll be providing funding for a pilot project to implement this service, and this will provide Mexico with interpreters to take part in hearings and for translation of documents in support of asylum claims. So once this service is up and running, it's again a possibility for other countries to onboard and start using it as well. So this is an approach that we think has a lot of promise. And so to sum up, our approach in these capacity building endeavors has always been to understand the needs and the priorities of the requesting states, and then to direct resources to meeting the most pressing needs that can have the greatest impact in the short term. And finally, to try and take these tools and expand them and develop them so that they can be adopted by others. So we see the Asylum Capacity Support Group as a very positive mechanism for cooperation that I think is entirely in line with the approach that Canada is taking, and we certainly remain committed to the capacity building work that we've been undertaking with Mexico.